Hello, welcome in to a fresh new edition of Mother Speaks here on UK Health Radio every week. I'm Clara Apollo, your host this week, alongside my brilliant co-presenter, Sarah Lloyd is with me here.
Hello, Clara.
I know you usually hear us alternate weeks, but today we've come in to a very special show and a very special guest. Actually, another woman that you probably well know on UK Health Radio. Janie Lee Grace is here. Welcome into the show, Janie.
Hi, thank you so much for having me and inviting me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure, you know, to come into this realm of Mother Speaks, where we're in a kind of unapologetic deep dive into all the mess and mayhem and wonderfulness of what mother really means. And, you know, yourself being an author and a broadcaster and a mother of four, I mean, like, there's plenty of sort of questions and conversations brewing here. Wow. Where do we begin? And maybe a good question could be is like, well, what does mother mean to you?
Yeah, it's a really good question, isn't it? And I think that for so many years, I think it's what it means to me has changed massively over the years, and possibly still is changing. I think that, you know, for many years, if you'd asked me, I would have said, it's something for other people, but not me. And it must be really nice if you feel mothered, would have been my answer. And then when I became a mother myself, of course, that totally flipped. and of course, it meant the world to me to be a mother and to try to be the best mother that I could be. And then in more recent years, having done work with Family Constellations, which I know we're going to touch on, it's changed back again and to the sense that I was able to repair to some degree my relationship with my own mother, which I feel hugely, hugely blessed that was able to happen. And then I had sort of, I don't know, almost 20 years, something like that, of a good relationship with my mother, which I'm hugely grateful for. And she died just before Christmas. So that now feels very different again, because now I've lost my mother. So I'm not sure if that is a answer works, but it has so many different messages and nuances, not forgetting, of course, you know, we then get into the wider picture of Mother Earth and feeling supported and protected in other ways. So yeah, it's a very big question, as you know.
It is a very big question, but thank you for giving us that context of where you are with that right now. And Sarah, my co-presenter here, who's an absolute star at PR, but she does it in a very intuitive way, and all her way of connecting the dots, that's the name of her book and everything. And indeed, you're a mum as well, aren't you, Sarah? So
we're not a four. Of two.
Yes.
Just hats off, Janie. I'm in awe of, you know, the career that you've created and the, you know, the fact that you've juggled that with your children and, you know, as you say, talking about your mother and losing your mother. So I think that's one thing that I really wanted to get across when we wrote the book, Mother's Wake Up Mother, talking on this show, is really just to honour how much work we really do as women and how much we take on and how we are able to, I guess, would you say, have your cake and eat it? I don't know. Sometimes I think we can have it all, but it kind of needs to be on our terms. I'd love to know a bit more about, you know, because obviously your career in broadcasting, you know, you would have been the voice of a generation as well, right? That, and that you would have been their mother, if you like. So I guess it's this, you know, it's us as women, we, you know, in our businesses as well as our having children, there we are mothering a lot. So I don't know how you feel. I mean, like you say, mother is just so multifaceted. It is not just having babies. It's other things too, right? So,
Definitely. I mean, I think it's that sense of sort of contribution, isn't it? You know, and I think as you kind of step into your purpose, if you like, and you find what it is that makes you tick, and you find what it is that you're passionate about, then as time goes on, certainly in my own case, obviously I found I really wanted to share that. And so, you know, that's really what's been happening for me for kind of certainly the last kind of 16, 17 years since I wrote my first book. I've been sort of really passionate about sharing stuff around holistic living with everyone else, you know, whether that's mentioning stuff on the radio or writing books or having a community, which I've had long before social media communities. I think I was one of the first people to have a really rocking forum. You remember those in the old days? Oh, yeah. Forums. They were just called forums. What even was that? Now I think back. But oh my God, I wish I'd kept like records. I don't even know how I would have done it. But the magic in those forums that I used to run were incredible. The women, the staff that we shared. So yeah, I've been doing that for a long time, and there definitely is a mother energy there, because without any shadow of a doubt, I get very excited when my little mother hens go off and try something, and they come back and go, yeah, you know, my skin's cleared because I'm finally, you know, now I've quit the chemicals, and thank you for recommending that. And you know, so that ability to be able to I suppose share the wisdom, as it were, share the experience, is definitely linked to that mother energy, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I see the Sober Club in the background, and you know, I think we were talking about this just before we came on, was, you know, how have you mothered yourself in through all of this? Because you are a, what we would call a space holder, a mother, like you say, mother of forums, mother of, you know,
four.
So it's kind of, how do you look after yourself in all of that you are holding?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, you know, for many years, I didn't do that well at all. You know, fortunately, my first book and my website is called Imperfectly Natural. And I'm very grateful that I was given that, because otherwise I'd have been lynched a long time ago, because I absolutely don't get everything right. And I've always been super good, actually, at kind of encouraging and inspiring other people. I've always been super good at talking about meditation and mindfulness. I was a Hay House author and a Hay House radio presenter for many years, and I've interviewed, well, pretty much everyone there is, you know, name a guru, I've probably interviewed them, certainly if they've ever been linked to Hay House. I've done Hay House events where I've spoken. I've, you know, I've been as connected as it's possible to be with everything spiritual. And yet, if you'd have asked me up until 6 years ago, okay, so tell me what self-love means to you personally, I'd have said, don't be so goddamn ridiculous. Right, okay, now let's talk about Wayne Dyer. You know, I was literally in denial when it came to myself. I was so wrapped up in all of this, so intent on sharing it, on knowing about it. But I absolutely had no experience of it at all. So that's been a massive learning curve for me. And it's really only in recent years that I've properly understood and yeah, begun to kind of recognize really truthfully the importance of acceptance and self-love and taking proper care of myself. I mean, I remember interviewing Cheryl Richardson so many years ago on her book, Extreme Self-Cares. It's a lot of years ago now. Great, great book. And I loved that book. I kind of devoured the book. But was I doing any of it? No, of course I wasn't. So it's always been a struggle for me. I can't deny it.
That I'm really grateful for your honesty here as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Janie, because you know, we can read the books, we can listen to the podcast, we can be inspired, but how do we actually get to implementing the changes that our system needs? How can we, and this really shifted for me when I changed self-love into self-mothering. This is an energetic shift of what would you do if you were your own mother.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I that's, you know, something I talk about a lot with in the work that I do. It's this, you know, how would you treat someone you loved unconditionally? You know, most of us are really kind to friends and people close to us, you know, even though they're not perfect either, we're very kind, we're very forgiving, we're very gentle, we want to support them even if they mess up. But when it comes to ourselves, we're just such ridiculously harsh critics. It's, you know, it's frightening, really. So I think it does have to start with that acceptance and taking the small steps to being kind to yourself. And I think one thing that shifted for me was I had this concept that, you know, the whole self-care piece and taking care of yourself meant these quite big, extravagant acts, you know. So, and it never felt quite right for me to be booking spas and, you know, going off on fabulous trips, and or either that or I just didn't have the time. It was either money, time, or just didn't settle with where I was. So that was kind of my excuse for quite a long time, actually, was, well, okay, well, I understand that you're doing the self-care piece and you've booked yourself onto a, you know, retreat in Marrakesh, and that's lovely, but I've got four kids and I'm working and that ain't gonna happen, you know. So therefore that was almost my denial, in a sense, because I saw it as the big stuff and, you know, the really big gestures, of which there's nothing wrong with them, of course, that's absolutely fine. But actually, I now realize that it's the what you do every day. It's the tiny stuff actually that matters. And when I was able to recognize, you know, again, to quote a fabulous book title, you know, the unexpected joy of the ordinary, when I was able to start to appreciate little tiny things, that's what made the biggest difference. You know, yeah. And now, you know, I really thrive on little things, on the joy of little things. And I think when you can start to see the joy in that, that's what I try and encourage people in my community. You know, when people are drinking too much, they don't appreciate ordinary things at all. I definitely didn't. You know, I sometimes joke about the fact that, you know, I had a girlfriend when I was still drinking. I had a girlfriend who we'd meet occasionally, and she'd never drink. She never had an issue with drinking. She would just had, I don't know if it was an allergy or whatever, but for some reason she'd never ever picked up an alcoholic drink. And so we'd go out somewhere and we'd maybe hit we'd go for a walk or something, we'd hit a cafe, and she'd get super excited by a really lovely teapot, right? And a really pretty little saucer, you know, or something like that. And I remember thinking, for God's sake, pour me the Chardonnay and stop it. You know, I was so mean, so mean. And I remember back thinking, oh my God, she was the lucky one. She was the lucky one that saw the beauty and the joy in that lovely teapot. You know, I couldn't see it. I couldn't even see it. Right. No. But that's changed. So fortunately, you know, I can now. But I think, you know, we have to remove the block of whatever, you know, whatever that block is, we have to remove it.
Yeah. It's interesting, the moving through the drinking piece, because, what, you know, when I became a mum, it was the done thing, you know, kids go to bed, gin o'clock. It's, you know, it's
totally mummy, yeah. You know, mummy wine culture.
It was very, very, well, I feel like it's disappearing a little bit now, but it was very big when my kids were born, and it was all about kids, wine. And I got to a point, I think I went out, I had a bit of a bender, because, you know, in PR and stuff, there's always wine. And that was always a thing. I found myself in that PR situation, and you probably have done in the past, where you stood there with a glass of wine and your eyes are glazing over, and it's like, I don't really know what I'm doing here. I'll have another glass and that will sort me out, kind of situation.
Totally.
So, but I think certainly in the last couple of years, I went the other way. I know a lot of people found solace in the pandemic drinking, and I just needed to be clearer, because as you say, it's the simple things. It's the things that, you know, missing your children. You know, I came in after a bit of a bender, and it kind of, that did it for me. You know, I was 6 o'clock in the morning. I was shaking, and my kid's like, can you paint my fingernails, mummy? And I'm like, I can't even see your fingernails. So it's, you can't, I just, yeah, I don't want to lose those moments, I guess. And I think it's okay that we've had that. And we've made those mistakes. Like you say, we're not perfect. And I think that's another thing about being a mother is you're not perfect because no one gives you the instruction manual when they come.
Yeah, exactly.
And especially if you haven't had a particularly good relationship with your own mother. And I know we're going to go to a little break now. And Janie's chosen a song, which is going to help introduce the next section when we're going to be unpacking a little bit more about what family constellations mean. So, Janie, could you introduce this next track and tell us why you've chosen it, please?
Yeah, I mean, I love a lot of Pink's stuff, but this track, this Conversations with my 13-year-old self, I actually watched the video of it. The video is so powerful because in the video, she actually, it's like she goes back to the memory of something that you know, just a little vignette of a moment when she was you know, a teenager or when she was a child. And it's just really fascinating because it links so beautifully with a lot of the work that I do now around family constellations and something called matrix reimprinting. But there's kind of bottom line of it all is that, you know, we've all got stuff in our past, whether that's trauma with a big T, you know, as the saying goes, or trauma with a little T. We've all got stuff, all of us. And actually, the reality is, it's not a competition as to whether your stuff was worse than my stuff. It's not about what happened to us. It's what we made it mean. And then this song, I think, really, really sums that up. And it's really interesting when you watch this video and you kind of ask yourself, oh, what did that little Pink make that mean, as it were? So I know we're not watching the video right now, but you get a sense of the energy from the track.
Conversations with my 13-year-old self. Conversations with my 13-year-old self. You're angry, I know this. The world couldn't care less. You're lonely, I feel this. And you wish you were the best. No teachers or guidance. And you always walk alone, you're crying at night when nobody else is home.
The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Kiss me quick. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, hello. Welcome back into Mother Speaks here on UK Health Radio with myself, Clara Apollo, and my co-host, Sarah Lloyd, and our special guest, author and broadcaster and mother of four, Janie Lee Grace, is with us. And before the break, we heard that glorious, powerful, strong song from Pink, on conversations to your 13-year-old self, which is introducing this next section of the show, where Jenny's going to explain to us what family constellations is and how very helpful it can be to, I was going to say, defrag the energy that's come from before us. I mean, yeah, anyway, I'm going to hand over to her now, because there's so much we could talk about this. But yeah, Janie.
Yeah, I mean, in truth, I'm not very good at explaining it.
Oh, okay.
Because it's really difficult to explain. It really is one of those things that we have to experience, but I'll give it a go.
Okay.
Ultimately, it was devised by a German psychotherapist, Bert Hellinger, many years ago. And in fact, interestingly enough, across Germany and much of Europe, psychotherapists all recommend constellations work to their clients, because constellations can be a visual representation of the energy field, as it were. So again, really difficult to explain, you know, what does that mean? But the reality is that all of us have got stuff, as I alluded to before. We've all got various different traumas, we've all got limiting beliefs, and that's from our lifetime. But then in addition to that, we've all got the stuff that we carry from our parents, and then we've got the stuff that's carried from our grandparents. We have the stuff that's in the cellular memory. So most people are aware of the really phenomenal concept of epigenetics, and what we now know, the term is inherited family trauma, and it's very real. It really is. So we find ourselves in constellations, you know, working with just a huge array of issues. But it's just really fascinating how, when you bring an issue to a constellation, you're effectively allowing the energy to show you what it wants to reveal. And when we can see a tiny part of what the energy needs to reveal, often we can have a completely different perspective on our past, and effectively allow that perspective to heal what's going on in the present. It's not the best explanation, but yeah, let's dig into it a bit deeper. And maybe if you ask the right questions, we might get there. I once did an article for Spirit and Destiny magazine years ago about my experience of constellations. And the editor just kept sending it back, right? Because I described it in great detail, my own experience. And the editor just kept sending it back with a red pen saying, "So do you mean you were acting, you know, someone was acting this part?" And I'm like, no, that's not what I mean. Let me try and explain it another way. Okay, right. "And what do you mean by the field?" And this went on and on and on. And in the end, I just had to send the article back and say, "You know what, we're just going to have to add a line here that says, you know, there's an element of what might feel like magic, and this just has to be experienced, right? Yeah. And run it if you can, and don't run it if you can't." And they ran the piece. And months later, I was in a family constellations workshop, and a woman came in, and she'd booked. I wasn't facilitating it. I was just, a participant. And she had booked an issue holder place, which is quite a brave thing to do when you've never attended one before. And it was just absolutely incredible. This woman had, she kind of walked in, she really looked as though she hadn't, you know, that she'd been sleeping rough. She really seemed out of place in every way. She was so kind of fragile and nervous. And it was quite heartbreaking to see her kind of nervously say that she'd booked this. She did her constellation. It was literally like a different person after 20 minutes, literally like a different person. And she said that she had been in prison and all kinds of stuff. And she said that she'd picked up the Spirit and Destiny magazine in a dentist surgery, like, you know, in the waiting room. Wow. And she'd read that article, and something had just resonated with her. And she said, "I'm just going to do it." And she'd booked it. How incredible is that? Right.
Amazing.
So, so she was able to get, okay, I can't get the explanation, but I can gather it's good.
That's so powerful, though. That just like solidifies why we do what we do when we're sharing our stories.
Yeah, exactly.
And as you were talking, have you ever seen the film Encanto?
Yes.
So that just makes me, that kind of is a visual for me of family constellations. It's just understanding the different relationships. And
yeah, there's a few things actually coming out about. I mean, you've probably seen, there's a Netflix drama called Another Self, which looks at constellations. That's quite interesting. It's slightly cheesy, but you know, it's interesting. Think, you know, there's stuff starting to appear about. I mean, for goodness sake, it's been around for absolutely forever. So it's ridiculous that it is such a well kept secret, but actually, it still is. Yeah.
And do you find when you're working in constellation, are you peeling back different layers? You're going to different parts, different traumas. Is that what is happening? Just to kind of.
No, not really. What constellations work tends to do is it's a bit like gestalt therapy in the sense that it's one whole piece of work.
Right.
So we would work with someone typically within a workshop setting, we'd work with someone typically for that one piece of work, which could be anything from 20 minutes to an hour or maybe a bit longer. You know, it varies. But we're working on what the field shows us. We would start with what it is they want, with what they, you know, we sometimes say, what's your heart's desire? You know, we'd start with what the issue is. Mm. And of course, the current issue is highly unlikely to have anything to do with what happens after that on the surface of it. But of course, it has everything to do with it. So we then unpack what the field shows us. In terms of the family of origin, we almost always start with the family of origin. Not always, because I suppose if it's a constellation about, I don't know, something political, something, if somebody wants to change career, if it's, you know, if there's just some specific question, then we can go straight into a constellation. But if it's family constellations and someone presents with an issue, almost always there will be a link to trauma, limiting beliefs, inherited family trauma, cellular memory. So we'll start with the family of origin and see what the field shows us.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, I remember being on retreat once. I was on a Qigong retreat over in the south of France, and one of the ladies there was doing family constellations. And I just thought this sounded like magical stuff, because we are all stars, you know, and each member of our family is like a star or a satellite of how we are now. And as you say, that that response to the trauma, it's what we make it mean.
Exactly.
And this has gone back through generations.
We
inherit it. So, but the thing is what can we do about it? So I was really skeptical. I could see her. She had all these little cupcakes with little flags on them and stuff. I thought, what is she doing? That represents you, whatever. That represents your auntie and your. And I just thought, oh, this is, I don't know. I don't know what's happening. But I gave it a go, and it made me feel really uncomfortable, because I hadn't looked at things like that before, that I thought, oh my goodness, I think I need to take this a little bit more seriously and really give it time to, as you say, tune into the field of energy that is coming through that information. Mm. And how that not only makes me feel, but what that enables me to unpack from my experience of being a human right now, a spiritual being having a human experience, and to really heap compassion on the ancestors, because they didn't know that they were causing trauma with how they were behaving necessarily. You know, mostly it's unintentional.
Mm. Yeah, well, I mean, it's quite interesting, you know, you say that, because, you know, most people leave. What I often say is, you know, come along to one of the workshops I'm running or a family constellation, because you are, even if you don't do your own piece of constellation work, you will leave far more open-hearted and compassionate. You have so much more compassion for everyone else, because the second you step into this energy, you start to realize, oh my goodness, look at this stuff, look at this trauma, look at this. It makes you so much more compassionate. It's really incredible for that. And also what you just said there about, you know, ancestors. What's really magical about this work is that you do the work, you know, you rock up and do this work, but it's not only you that benefits. There is so much that shows that this, when you heal this moment, whatever it is, it can be healed for the past as well. It can literally heal generations back, right? And it can have a very, very, a very direct impact on what's going on in the present. So, for example, you know, we've done constellations where we might have someone whose issue is, I don't know, they're finding it difficult to commit in a relationship, let's say, for sake of argument. I vaguely remember one guy couldn't commit in a relationship. What came out during the constellation was that he hadn't spoken to his mother, I think it was, for 20 years. They'd had a falling out, hadn't spoken to her in 20 years. I think he'd had a relationship split up, then couldn't commit again. Anyway, something like that. Hadn't spoken to his mother in 20 years. We just saw that as part of the constellation. We worked through the constellation. We, you know, I can't remember the resolve. But what I do remember is that 2 weeks later, he rang me up and he said, "You're not going to believe it. She has just phoned me," right? Out of nowhere. She just phoned me. Just said, "You know what, water under the bridge, let's meet." And that, you hear those kind of stories all the time. The energy shifts and people get in touch and stuff changes. Another woman had one of our last constellations, her issue was around her husband's relationship with their children. She was very conscious of wanting to be a good mother, but also to have a good father figure there for the kids. And this was very frustrating that she didn't feel that the fathering was right or whatever. And we looked again, we went back to her family of origin. It became very clear straight away that the representative for her father was very distant, just very distant and completely, in inverted commas, cold, didn't connect with her, was just cold. Now, obviously, we weren't doing a constellation for him. Otherwise, we'd have looked further into it. But we did enough to be able to see, okay, if we were to go back into his line, there's some serious issues there. He would have had an issue being parented. I think when we noticed this, she did say he went to a boarding school and he rarely ever saw his own parents. So we got enough tiny bit of information there to know that what the representative was showing was true. To cut a very long story short, we could see this energy with her father. So we did the piece of work purely around the energy of her father and her. And what showed up in this constellation was that her father was loved her very much and was very proud of her, but was not able to show that love. He'd never been shown any love himself. He didn't have any parenting available to him. He wasn't able to give that. It's the way it is. He wasn't able to give that love. So it was very difficult, but she was able to see that the love was there. He just wasn't able to express it in a way that as a child she would have liked. We didn't touch on her relationship really with her partner because that was all we needed to do. And about 2 weeks after that, she wrote us the most beautiful testimonial, saying that she had received a letter from her father telling her, first time in 50 years, how proud of her he is and how much he loves her. Just bizarre stuff, really amazing stuff.
This is like proper magic because you're talking a little bit earlier about the bridging between something you know you need to do and something and not actually doing it yourself. What is that shift? And with this work, it feels like when you make that energetic shift, it opens the gateway of communication to be there because it wants to be there, but all this blockage, this distortion's got in the way.
Yeah.
So that just feels, things get into right relation when you can clear.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things that we all have is these entanglements, you know, these different entanglements with stuff from the past and also the stories that we all tell ourselves, you know, the limiting beliefs and the stories, you know, or my mum was this or my dad was this or she didn't love me because of this. And that's the reason he didn't love me. And I was a naughty child. And it goes on, all these stories we just keep repeating. But many of them are not actually true.
No.
Well, they're certainly not true now.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to release them.
We do, we do. We also need to release this conversation momentarily. We're going to go to another track. And then we'll come back with Jenny Lee Grace and Sarah Lloyd and myself to talk more into the mothering act of family constellation. So let's listen to this beautiful track called Stars by Isla Nerio, and we'll be back.
Across valleys folding, across waters frozen, across the time between my dawn and your setting sun. These are stories blowing, these words tend to showing. How can I touch the shape of wing bindings falling away? Oh, tongue set you free, and oh, mind let it be. Oh, land teach me how to lay in the storming wind. Across hearts aching, across skies breaking, across the time between our sun. I'm lost in your stars, by the light of the dark moon. Just be as you are, just do as you do. By grace and devotion, by letting go of everything. By breath as it takes you, by the light of the dark moon. I'm lost in your stars. I'm lost in your stars. I'm lost in your stars.
That makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory, E by God.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So here we are. Thank you for staying with us here on Mother Speaks on UK Health Radio with myself, Clara Apollo, Sarah Lloyd, and Janie Lee Grace is in the hot seat, and she's been really helping us to understand more about what this family constellations approach. I mean, is it a therapy, or is it, you've described it as a sort of a system?
It is called family constellations therapy, doesn't have to be. I mean, you know, there are many different ways of doing it. Often it's done in workshop settings. I mean, you can also do it one-to-one. It does work amazingly. It even works online, but the absolute best way is to experience it at a workshop in person, I think. The connection, you know, with other people is amazing.
Yes.
And I also, interestingly enough, recently I've just started doing heart-centered business constellations. And that's really powerful.
Ooh, that is nice.
Because then we start to look at how, you know, how we step into our purpose, as it were, you know, our place as a heart-centered business owner, you know, someone who is, you know, it's got their passion, their purpose, but they're going to do it from that heart-centered place. So that's really exciting work too.
Sounds amazing. I think I need to book in with you, Janie. Yeah.
Well, it's just that, you know, I think it's taken me all these years to realize that, you know, I've been doing all these different things for so long, and actually they can all come together.
Yes,
it's exactly. All pretty much the same stuff, right?
Well, is it? And this is the role of the mother as well, you know, to be able to turn her hand and her heart to whatever her children or her family are calling through from her. Mm. And this is what we're being asked to do as well, but also that to not expect ourselves to be good or perfect at everything, because we are, as Janie would say, imperfectly natural is the truth of it, really. But when you're within a family, you all have your different skill sets, and this is true of our circles of women and our extended family, and to not expect ourselves. I mean, I think the mother doesn't expect you to be anything more than you are with the gifts that you have to give. And that holding in compassion of that mothering, of not expecting but holding what is, gives you space to nurture your gifts, to bring through and add to community. Mm. So, yeah, I don't know where that's going to take us to, but I just felt that was coming through, that all these different fragments of being that we have, and really shown with these family constellations, you know, that we are here, we're a consolidated part of living whatever we're bringing through now. How do we make sense of that so that we can sit in our truth, in our heart, with our gifts, and give and forgive ourselves for what we can't do and what we can't manage? So
I was just thinking about some of the things you were sharing before the track, Janie, around, you know, that the father that wrote the letter, and, you know, though, I mean, have you ever heard of the other end of the constellation? So the person who's come to you for the healing, have you ever heard from the father? Or, I mean, I'd just love to know, do they get like this momentary magical, I must write a letter, I need to clear this? I wonder what the kind of the ripple effect is. It fascinates me that, you know,
I don't know that we necessarily have. I mean, it probably wouldn't come up, because most people don't even share that they've done constellations, you know, with anyone else.
Right.
So, you know, the person that you perhaps have an issue with wouldn't necessarily know that you've worked on that, would they? If you see what I mean.
True.
But, you know, there has been some situations where perhaps someone will come along to a constellations and they'll bring, you know, their mum or something, and previously they'd done a constellation that involved their mum, and then they'll bring their mum, which is amazing. It's real. I mean, it's really powerful if you do so it with someone else. It's wonderful, but of course you don't have to. You absolutely don't have to do this with anyone else. You know, one of the most powerful ones that I was ever involved in was I was asked to represent. To be representative, it was a guy. The guy's issue that he presented with was that he was about to have an affair, and he had two young children. And of course, I had two young children at the time, and of course, I'm sitting there in the circle thinking, "Don't you dare choose me to be a representative for this. This will not play well." Right? I remember thinking this. And of course I was chosen to be the representative. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, when you're asked to represent, it's not role play, you're not acting, you're not bringing yourself, it's not about you. But of course we're human. And obviously what my head was telling me was, you know, this guy has a wife and two young children and he's just about to have an affair. Right. So for me, as Janie, married with my two young children, I didn't like that at all. Right.
Of course.
At all. But I knew that I had to step into the energy and just drop into my body and let go of my stuff. So I did that. I stepped into that energy, let go of my stuff. I just stood in that space. He was the representative for him was behind me. The representative for I think the person he was about to have an affair with was also in the constellation. And I literally just dropped into my body and waited to feel the, you know, intense rage and sadness and all the rest of it. And the constellator, the practitioner, came to me and said, how are you doing? And I suddenly realized I felt fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Totally fine. 100% fine. And then she brought in a couple of people to represent the two children. And I'm complete.
Wow.
It was the most powerful thing, because that was nothing to do with me. I can assure you.
Yes. Yeah.
Nothing to do with me. Really, really powerful stuff. So, I mean, it doesn't matter how it all resolved. It was fascinating how it did resolve. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the point is, that's how we know how powerful this is. And of course, his actual wife was not involved in that. But if I had to lay money on it, I would say that she was definitely affected.
For sure.
Definitely affected, yeah. You know. So, yeah, it's powerful stuff.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. So the when you hear about the mother wound, you know, those of us that haven't been parented particularly kindly by mothers, and then you look back at what happened to her mother and her mother, this is some healing that I've done with my mum. Is this the family constellations is part of assisting with the mother wound as well as all the others, but you know, here on Mother Speaks, that's what we're
100%. Yeah, absolutely. It's absolutely key. I mean, you know, I, as I alluded to at the beginning, you know, I did not have a good relationship with my mother at all. She was not present. She was not available to me. She had mental illness all her life. I suppose as an adult, I just felt aggrieved, really. I just felt it was just really unfair, you know, that that I didn't have any kind of mothering. And really, to be perfectly honest, I had a kind of chip on my shoulder, you know, for years about it, really. Even my kids would notice that I was kind of mean to her, you know, sometimes, you know, just a bit rude to her and stuff. Which I now feel such shame, you know, oh my goodness. You know, I didn't know any better. We met where we touched, as it were, but it was, you know, really not. I mean, I couldn't even send a Mother's Day card that said anything nice on it, because I needed to be truthful. That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
And then when I did when I went to Family Constellations as a participant again, this was many years ago, my issue that I rocked up with was that I wasn't a good enough mother. I wasn't present enough for my kids. So of course the constellator went straight to my relationship with my mother, which showed that, well, just to give a bit of actual factual history, which was important in this instance, was that my mum lost her mum when she was only 9. So when she was 9 years old, her mother died. Her mother died, but my mum wasn't told. So her dad came back from the hospital with a baby brother, but she wasn't told where her mum had gone.
Right.
So then she got to age 17, I think it was 18, finally realized, okay, and had a massive nervous breakdown, you know, like you would.
Yeah, of course.
But rather than being, you know, assisted through that, she was just diagnosed as bipolar and given medication and electric shock treatment and God knows what else. So I was able to see in that constellation, I was able to actually see that representation of what happened. And from that place, I was able to see that she had nothing to give. She just had nothing to give. Mm-hmm. But you know what? She gave me enough to be me.
Yes.
And in watching that, being able to experience that, and by the way, feel an incredible connection to the grandmother that, of course, I'd never met. Really incredible connection. It literally changed everything in my world.
Wow.
And I was able to go away and totally respect her and actually love her. So, you know, that's why I feel so incredibly grateful. I managed to do that and I still had some years left, you know.
Aren't we lucky to be here at this time to be doing
definitely
work? Because
definitely
that was, and, you know, not available to us.
No, and you know, the really interesting thing, when I first started doing constellation stuff, I remember saying to the practitioner, oh my God, I've got four kids. What have I done to them? What have I done? You know, this kind of guilt of like, how have I messed my kids up? You know?
Yeah.
But she said, you know, very wisely, the more work you do, the less they have to do. And I really feel that strongly now.
Yeah, that's definitely the call that was certainly when we were sitting in circle, when we were creating the book, because we wrote the book together. We were kind of sitting in circle talking about the issues that were coming up for us with our mums or whatever it was. Even just talking into that, I mean, this constellations would blow it out of the water, but even just sitting and having those conversations, I guess that would have never been happening when our mothers were young or their mothers were young. And yeah, it's just mad just that having these conversations and doing this work at this time. Yeah. That's the one thing that I stress about with my kids. It's like, oh my God, I broke them today because I shouted. It's kind of but it's good to know that the more work we do,
absolutely,
the less they have to do. I don't want them to get to 40 and realize that, you know. Yeah.
Whoa, this is such a deep and rich conversation. Thank you so much, Janie, for sharing all that you have.
Learning so much. Thank you.
Yeah. So where do you suggest people can find out more about you and what you're doing?
Probably the best way is just go to thesoberclub.com. I've got a couple of different sites, but pretty much everything is there. All the events that we run, the family constellations workshops and various things are all there under events. And you can always find me on social media at Janie Lee Grace. I'm quite easy to find.
You are. That is true. And you're here on UK Health Radio as well with your
absolutely,
natural,
yeah, natural health and sobriety and show. Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well,
yeah, I've interviewed a couple of really fascinating people actually for that. The guy, a really great book to read is a book called It Didn't Start With You. And I interviewed the author, Mark Wolin, for UK Health Radio. Fascinating guy.
Amazing.
I love all these dots that are being connected. Sarah, yes.
Yeah.
thank you so much for being here in like co-host presenter capacity. It's been a real joy to share Janie with you.
Yeah, thank you. I've learned so much. Thank you. I'm honored that you came on, Janie, and you know I love you, Clara, so
feelings mutual. And if you've enjoyed listening to this episode of Mother Speaks, please tell your friends. And if you'd like to listen again, you can hear on demand on ukhealthradio.com or their pod stream or their podcast stream on all the major platforms. We also have a Spotify playlist handily called Mother Speaks, containing tracks from the show so far and ones that we want to share with you. And Mother Speaks is part of our Wake Up Mother community, and you can find out more about that on wakeupmother.com with our interactive portal at wakeupmother.substack.com, where you can catch up with the latest Wake Up Mother news, including listening to us on Mother Speaks Unplugged with after show raw and sometimes explicit content. We'd love to hear from you. We're on the Instagram platform as well as wakeupmother_community. But this is a conversation. And, you know, if what Jenny's been speaking about today has really sparked something within you, get in touch with us or directly to Jenny as well, because this is ongoing. We're all here to support each other with what's coming through at the moment, because it's not easy. But we are here in that circle of women and with our fellow men, of course. So thank you. Thank you, Sarah, as I said. And next up on UK Health Radio's rolling stream of healthy shows is the Menopause Sisters. So remember that you have a vast, untapped, fertile field of mother energy within you, regardless of what or how you choose to mother. And it's just waiting to be honored by you, for you, and the rich families, constellations, and books and projects that you are creating. Thank you so much for listening.